You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks. Lisa Thurgate Marks. Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
I invite you all to be gentle with yourself as we embark on this energy. It's a full moon. It's the last partial lunar eclipse. We've got the sun, the moon, and the earth in near direct alignment. This is about getting rid of emotional, physical, mental dis-ease, all within our body, within our auric field, within our system. It's a time to be gentle. It's not a time to be rushing around asking other people's opinions, getting advice, second guessing. This is about sitting and enjoying the flow of what is as you let go. It's like embodying who you are and releasing the past. And we go back to 2008 when we last had this energy. And it's about a forgiveness, it's about a release, it's about choices. And this is a new choice, a new chapter for you to embark on any which way that you feel in your heart, in your soul, what it's calling you. It's about releasing now, just allowing it to go up to the cosmos, to transmute up the cosmos down into Mother Earth so that you are a clear, concise vessel to be able to move forward easily and effortlessly. August. It's a time when the veil is very thin, and we've seen past loved ones coming through, may feel their energy, you may feel someone like the gentleness of them resting on you as you're between that sleep and wake stage. You might be hearing things. You might also have noticed loved ones and also people that have become part of our life throughout our lifetime, the actors, singers, godparents, parents, friends, parents, young children. So many people take the opportunity when this veil between worlds is thin to transition to the other side. And we are noticing, well, I know I am noticing in lots of different areas of my life, so many loved ones and people that I admired or look up to, have crossed the veil. But know that is very safe. It is transitional. And, we all have one thing in common, as we know. We're all born. We all transition eventually to the other side. So sending so much love out there to everybody is experiencing this, and I know it'll stir a lot of emotions within a lot of people. So sit in the peace, sit in the stillness in these next few days and just allow, don't force, try to be there for yourself, not for everybody else. Sometimes we have to be selfless and selfish at the same time. So surrender, let go with deep compassion. You can send love out, but this is about filling yourself up with love in the energy that we have at the moment. Please use this time and be gentle. I have a caller coming in. Is it Shelby? Bridget, sorry, Bridget. I don't know where Shelby came from. You might know one in spirit. It's a town. I thought I saw it somewhere in my mind's eye. There we go. Lovely. How are you going?
I'm fine.
You're fine? What would you like to know moving forward, Bridget?
Are you able to connect with people that have passed over?
Yes. If they're willing and wanting to come through, they surely can.
That's probably the most important thing to me right now.
And it's also, I keep, for you, I keep getting to remain centered as I keep moving forward. I actually am feeling and getting a real pull to a male coming through, but I also have a younger male coming through to you as well. Do you find it very hard sometimes to express your grief? Or actually a lot of the time?
Yeah.
I'm actually, they're saying for you at the moment is to be more open to the other side. Did your mum, I keep seeing a big stick. Like, did she have a big stick, a big broom, or carry anything like something that's wooden, something like a stick? Was she very noted for it? Or anyone you know with a big stick? Long.
I mean, my great grandmother had a cane, but.
Had a what? Sorry? Cane would be a great grandmother. Hmm. Was that on your mother's side, though?
Yeah.
Is your mum still here?
Yeah.
Yep. Does she have this? I'm not saying in and out of consciousness, but is your mum a little bit forgetful? This lady, the one with the big sticks. Yeah, she's coming in around me.
The one with. Okay.
Does that make sense? Because when she's coming through and she's showing me, I've got the little boy back again. Who's the little boy?
A little boy that's passed.
I feel it's more. I keep getting a little boy. I feel it's more the grieving around the little boy. So I'm going to say I feel the little boy's energy is right around me. But, yeah, I feel his pass.
I'm not sure who the little boy would be.
When you were young, did you lose a little boy? Is there any little boy around you or anyone you know? Because I'll just acknowledge this little boy and let him go. If you don't know, just say.
No, I don't know.
Okay, that's good. Because he's just around, so I'm just going to acknowledge him. We're going back to your mother, okay? Anything to do with a male around your mother at this particular time? And it's not I don't feel it's your father. Your father I'm seeing as a very big-hearted person. This is not your father. There's someone around your mum right now. Who is it?
I'm not sure. I'm not around my mum a lot.
Sorry?
I said I'm not sure. I'm not around my mum a lot.
You're not aware of your mum?
No.
Okay. Well, whoever is up here, which I feel is your great-grandmother, maybe if you're not aware of your mum, it might be time to actually spend some time with your mum. Okay? I think that this message needs, even if it doesn't make sense to you, it's probably time that you did spend some time with your mum, did get to know her. There is a male around her at the moment. I'm just letting you know, maybe that might be a reference point for you to be able to talk to her. Maybe it's a reference point to make things easy for you to transition into that energy. I keep looking at your dad's big heart. Did your dad have anything to do with a heart attack?
No, he's still alive.
Still alive? Would it be his dad's father? Mm-hmm. Because I'm looking at big heart. Did he have a heart attack? Answer yes or no, please.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure. So you don't know anything about your family? Okay.
No, not really.
No, he's still showing me the big heart. Do you find that you have a big heart? I know you're not handling grief because they've told me. They're showing me the big heart. To me, he feels like a father, maybe grandfather figure. So this is actually probably about you connecting back in to yourself, not worrying about other people. Don't allow your mother's, your father's energy around you if that's so what you choose not to do. This is still around you letting go of grief. And we can't actually let go of grief, but we can handle it in a different way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If you could, yes, you need to handle it in a different way. I still have your grandmother here or great-grandmother. So there's something significant to do with this big stick. You call it a walking stick. Do you have anything to do with yourself around your left leg? Anything to do with that that you may need in, to watch that you're not on a stick?
Okay. There's not necessarily my left leg, but yeah.
What's with your left leg?
I said not with my left leg, but my right leg gives me problems, so okay, possibly.
It's not your right leg, so I might be mirror imaging because I'm holding this leg, I'm going like this, so. Okay, we're looking at that. Be mindful of that because spirit is showing me, okay? This is what you need to do. The way I keep getting here is your energy is very, I'm getting the word, I'm not saying scattered, but it's right out there. It's around everybody. It's, I feel like you need to actually bring your energy back in. You need to center more to who you are, not worrying about other people. Are you married?
No.
Is that a yes?
No.
No. Anyway, the person, I've got a married person. No, we're married. Were you married?
No.
Are you in a relationship? I still keep hearing the word married.
I was in a kind of a long relationship a few years back.
And he was,
I was never married.
And where is he?
He's alive, but we don't communicate anymore.
So there's another grief. I keep getting the word married, so it must have been long, like you were married, because we've got.
No, I had a friend that passed. We were friends for about 14 years, but we weren't married or anything.
You were close.
Yeah, we were close.
And did he know about you not having relations with your mum and your dad?
Yeah,
he did. Okay. I'm just hearing that word. I'm still getting it. So it might have been he might have even wanted to be around you more like a married couple. I'm not sure. There's something to do. I'm still looking at marriage. So maybe there is a marriage coming in around you. Sometimes spirit will help you to open up, clear out your energy so that you can bring people in that's going to give you love and not be scared to lose people. That's connecting back to you.